start.
Blog Talk Radio.
Mike, what's the problem? Who's this?
I think I got somebody here. Just a moment. Oh, you can hear me?
Well, let's see. Dennis just said she has a it's Pat Hospital. I'm at Troll Fest. I'm here with Kim and my husband George and Jeff Leach from Pathmaker Magazine.
Welcome, everyone. I think the show actually already started, although I didn't hear our British lady's introduction. Sorry about that. Everyone out there listening to our show, this is America's Great Loop Cruisers Association weekly blog radio show. With us this week are myself, Dennis Cromer, who's the director, and Steve Cromer, who does a lot of technical work and customer service. Before we get started, I would like to just thank and acknowledge our wonderful Admiral sponsors, Curtis Stokes & Associates, Dog River Marina, Steers Regatta Point Yachting Center, Dozier's Waterway Guides and Magazine, Gibber Bob Publications, and, of course, our newest Admiral sponsor, who we'll be featuring today, Passage Maker Trawler Fest. America's Great Loop Cruisers Association, or AGLCA, is an organization of people who share that sense of adventure and camaraderie of America's Great Loop. For those not familiar with the Great Loop, it's actually the continuous waterway that circles the eastern portion of North America. Our association was formed to get everyone and share information about this awesome journey. For those wishing to learn more about the Great Loop, visit our website, which is www.greatloop.org. Non-members can join the association at that site, or anyone can sign up for one of our very new one-day seminars that will give you a wealth of information about this cruising lifestyle that's the Great Loop. We're doing something a little bit different this week. We actually have someone from the AGL staff as our co-host. Kim Russo, who does our strategic development, is visiting Passage Makers Trawler Fest in Baltimore, Maryland. Kim is attending the fest basically to visit with many of our sponsors and talk to the Trawler Fest presenters. Kim should be able to give our listeners a good flavor of what the show is all about and the benefit of attending Trawler Fest. Kim has with her Jeff Leach, who is the associate publisher of Passage Maker magazine. She also will talk with Pat and George Hospador. Pat and George are gold loopers for AGLCA and often give presentations at Trawler Fest about their adventure. Kim, hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's beautiful here today.
Is it? Well, it's not back home in Charleston. Jeff, I wanted to personally thank you for being on. I appreciate it. It's great to talk to you again.
Thank you so much for having us. You must have a really busy schedule today. Really appreciate having the opportunity to be here.
Well, I think it's great. And Pat and George, how are you doing?
We're doing fine. Pat and also George on with you.
How did your presentation go this morning?
Hi there, it's George Hospital.
Hi, George. How you doing? It's Janice.
Very well. Very well.
I was just curious. I'm sure our listeners would like to know, how did your presentation on the Great Loop do this morning?
Oh, it went very well. We had just got a full house.
Did you really?
People seem to be very excited about doing the loop. We covered a lot of different topics. So we talked about going through locks and dealing with financial situations on the loop and handling your home life at a distance. So we cover quite a bit of things. We talk about route planning. So it's a pretty good presentation for a couple hours. It kind of coincided with our new book coming out, The Great Loop Experience from Concept to Completion. It's a practical guide for planning, preparing, and executing your freight loop adventure. And we hope in that book to cover many of the topics that give you questions about doing the Great Loop. border crossings, boat security. We discussed all the various waterways you would travel on.
It goes on and on
about anything that it has in it, everything that we wish we knew before we went on the Grey Loop.
George, I'm getting a really bad echo. Are you on speakerphone?
No, we're not.
Not, okay.
Dennis, I think because there's three of us here called in, we're going to move apart from each other a little bit. I think we might be hearing the echo kind of over each other's phones because we are all hearing the echo here.
Okay, well, thank you. Jack, can I ask you a few questions?
Absolutely, please do.
Well, first of all, how many attendees do you have at Trailer Fest this time around?
Yeah, good question. This has actually been the most early GA or general admittance sign-ups that we've ever had. I think we had something in the neighborhood of about 400 people sign up in advance, which we're absolutely thrilled about. And overall, we should have a total with seminar participants and just general attendees close to about 2,000 is what we're anticipating this year.
Goodness, that's absolutely fantastic. And that's visiting the boats and the presentations and the vendors, you know, everything. How long does it go on? Is it 3 days?
We're actually experimenting with running this through Sunday. So it was Thursday all the way through Sunday this year. Sunday will end at 3 o'clock. But we have a whole myriad of things going on simultaneously between the seminars in the morning and lots of free demonstrations in the afternoon. And, of course, you can wander the dock and check out. I think we have about 55 boats right now.
Do you have that many? That's fantastic. Now, you also have dinners at night, do you not? Or is the cocktail receptions and dinners, that's kind of optional, isn't it?
It's completely optional. And last night, we try to mix it up from one night to the next. Last night was what we call trawlers at twilight. And so that really, the weather was slightly inclement last night, so we didn't really pull that one off on the dock. But typically, that's on the dock, but it's a big cocktail party. And a great way for people to convene, get together, tell their stories, reconnect. So we had it under a tent here on the dock and a wonderful time. And then tonight we have something we are calling Dinner in a Movie, kind of a new concept for us. The movie is very theme specific. It's actually by Craig Theobald, who did the Northwest Passage in his Nordhavn with his extended family, his kids. And it was a great trip, an epic voyage for him. And he's actually going to be presenting that. We're taking people by boat and by shuttle bus to a helipad, and then we're having a party and a dinner with the movie in the helipad. And Fred will be presenting about his epic voyage.
That sounds like a different kind of night. That sounds like really fun.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Kim, have you been able to visit any of our other sponsors at the show?
I have been, and there are lots of them here because obviously there are a lot of trawler owners and trawler enthusiasts that are also members of America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. But yes, Curtis Brooks and Associates is here with a few boats. Boat Village, which is a commander level sponsor with us, is here, as is Waterway Guides. There's several. I'm sure I'm going to be forgetting someone, but Deltaville Marine is here. Bennett Brothers Yachts is here. So it's a great turnout. It's been a lot of fun so far. The weather, as Jeff mentioned, did not cooperate very much yesterday. I missed the better part of what was described to me as a monsoon in the morning. But the event last night was a lot of fun, and this morning I did get the opportunity to attend the seminar on the Great Loop that Pat and George gave, and huge amount of information they were able to provide in a short time period, so that was great. It was a very good overview of the Great Loop and what you need to know and prepare for, so that was wonderful. And since then, I've been walking the docks. It's a beautiful day. As Jeff said, there are many, many different types of trawlers here to look at. There's a few catamarans as well. Just lots to see, lots to do, lots of land exhibits, and it's just here on the Inner Harbor in Baltimore, you really just can't get a better thing for this type of event, so it's been wonderful.
So tell me, what's your favorite boat, Kim?
Well, I guess it depends on whether you're specifically talking about for the Great Loop or if you're talking about for other purposes. But there's actually a beautiful catamaran that Curtis Stokes has listed that's here, and that was beautiful just simply for the size of it. As you know, because of the sponsons, catamarans have a lot of interior space, and that was very nice. Another favorite, somewhat for its uniqueness, is there is a hybrid boat here.
Really?
They're very suitable for the loop, but it's a very pretty boat with some really unique features that I liked, aside from or in addition to the fact that it is a hybrid. So doing a trip like the loop, you would really be saving a good amount in fuel. But it also had, like I said, it's got a very modern look, very sleek styling on the interior. It was kind of unique and a little bit different, but gosh, there's so many beautiful boats here that it would really be hard to pick.
Those listeners that are out there who might not be familiar with Kim, she's pushing and trying to encourage AGLCA to buy her a boat so she can do the loop and tell us all about it. So she's shopping when she does these shows.
Actually, I was telling Jill Stokes today that she might have to call you and explain why there's a really big charge on my company credit card after I saw the catamaran today.
Well, I have to tell you, Steve Cromer is the one who actually approves everyone's credit card, so watch it, Kim. Just a question, are Chris and Elise Colville there?
They're not here this year.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had mentioned you had seen Elise last night. That was my misunderstanding. Jill and Curtis, that's great. And Jeff, tell us, please, if we only had a day to come to Troller Fest, what would you recommend we not miss?
Boy, that's a tough one because it's, you know, there's a little something for everyone. But for sure, the, you know, catching a seminar or two that appeals to you and perhaps, you know, some of the demonstrations in the afternoon, I think, you know, part of the flavor and what really appeals to most people who are walking the docks is the opportunity to connect with like-minded folks, too. So much like the AGLCA crowd, and I know there's, you know, a giant overlap, that, you know, it's all about camaraderie and sharing experiences and learning. So as much of that as people can take in, I think, you know, the better, and the vast majority of people have get a little bit of everything in during, you know, just one day.
Fantastic. Now, where is the next Troller Fest? Is it down in Florida?
Yeah, at this point, we're planning for late January, the end of January, for Lake Park, Florida, which is in the North Palm Beach area. Same place as we had it last year.
Okay. And then you still have one out on the in Washington State?
Correct, yeah. This will be year 8 in Anacortes, Washington.
Really?
Beautiful little town. And I don't know if I mentioned this or if you were aware of this, but we actually had a seminar on the Great Loop out there that Curtis helped put on and was really, really well received. Go figure. People all the way on the West Coast are dialed in to the AGLCA and the Great Loop.
Now, we are getting more and more interest and members from boaters out on the West Coast. Most of them have done the West Shore, basically from Northern California, even Washington State, down to Mexico, and now they're willing, you know, they want to try a new adventure. So, yeah, I'm not too surprised. We are getting a lot of interest from out there.
Well, it makes so much sense, too. And, the, you know, one of the concepts that Curtis Stokes was talking about is you can always bring a, you know, buy a boat on the East Coast, cruise around the Great Loop for however long you want to, and then sell your boat and go back to the West Coast and cruise out there.
We've had quite a bit of chatter in our discussion forum that it can actually be much less expensive and financially a good move to do exactly that. Some people are thinking about having their boat transported overland from the west to the east. That is expensive.
Right. Yeah, and of course you always have the option to ship transport as well. With a, you know, there's a various, you know, several providers now that will bring your boat around. But that's also a pretty substantial expense.
Sure. And is there anything else you'd like to tell us about, like, if people were visiting Troller Fest, can you look at it from, how can I put this, a new boater's perspective? And
sure.
You think they should see?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I thought she had asked me. Go ahead,
No,
Jeff.
Go ahead, Jim. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, I think there, from the people I've spoken with, there are a lot of people here looking for a boat. They may not be brand new boaters, but they may be new to kind of this type of boating. So the combination of the types of seminars that Troller Fest offers, because they're a little bit different in some respects than we do at our rendezvous. You know, there are probably some more that are a little bit more general boating, because this is a little bit more of a general boating crowd.
Sure.
But there's a lot to learn, but also a lot to see. So it's a really good combination of both being able to look at and board a variety of different boats and at the same time learn a lot in one space. And actually, some of the best advice I thought that George and Pat gave this morning was in relation to what you should consider when you are selecting a boat for the Great Loop. And they talked a lot specifically about some things that, and obviously I've heard a lot about how to pick that boat, and they brought up some things that I hadn't necessarily thought of before or hadn't necessarily heard of before. And I'm not sure which of them is on right now, but Pat or George, do you want to share a little bit about what you talked about this morning in terms of selecting a looping boat?
That would be great.
Yeah. It's Pat here. First of all, I just wanted to address the others, what about where people are coming from. We understand we had people from Alaska and Texas in our first seminar, and also when George asked them, you know, how many have boats or have a boat that they might think they would want to do the loop on, they're all in the shopping phase, I would say. Most of them, and we gave them a lot of things to think about when looking, especially regarding space, being to you know, safety factors and so on, and something that you feel that you can optimally handle, and that varies for people, you know, what their confidence level is, as we know. So at any rate, so. That's one thing, but there's a huge interest in the Great Loop topic. It's always just about a sellout crowd, you know. So we've done it a number of times before, and that's always been the case. And we're getting to meet people who we've met before, which is kind of nice. So and of course we always tell them the importance of being in the AGLCA.
And I just want our listeners to know, if you visit any one of our sponsors, they can give you a coupon code that you can use for either a free membership in AGLCA or a renewal if you're already a member. So especially when you're at a show like Troller Fest, when we have a lot of sponsors exhibiting, don't forget to go visit those sponsors and ask them for their code. It would be great. We'd love to have you join. George and Pat, is there anything else you'd like to add about the show or about your presentation or just about anything boating in general?
Well, first of all, I'd just like to mention that if giving out brochures is an example of things, we gave out just about all the AGLCA brochures we had.
Great.
Yes. And we'd like to remind everyone, and Janice, invite you and Kim and your hubby again down to Marathon, where every year we run a rendezvous for all those boaters, all the AGLCA boaters who are down in Marathon, which seems to be a hub for the winter visitors. We'd love to have you down at some point. I'll put George on and see if he wants to add anything.
Okay, thank you, Pat.
You know, our seminars went extremely well. A lot of interest in the Great Loop here. We had I think we were the only seminar that was completely sold out for this Troller Fest. So we were very happy. The people seemed to really enjoy it. We got a lot of nice compliments when it was over. So the Great Loop seems to be growing bigger and bigger every time we do one of these.
Well, I want to personally thank you so much for doing the seminars. We really appreciate the time and effort you put into it. Before I get back to Jeff, Steve, do you have anything? You've been really quiet.
Nope, I'm doing fine.
Okay, just break in if you want. And Jeff, again, just really curious. You said there've been 9 Troller Fests out in Anacortes.
This actually, I believe, is our 8th year. You know, they all kind of blend together through the years. But if I'm not mistaken, we are running into our 8th year.
That is very impressive. You must be very, very proud of it. Just curious, because, you know, we also have rendezvous, nothing to the magnitude that you do. How many staff members does it take to get ready, and how many actually go to the Troller Fest?
Great question. Yeah, so the team, the internal team is typically about 7 to 10 people.
It is.
And the wonderful thing about shooting areas like Anacortes is there's so many volunteers that jump in and help out docking boats and help out in any way possible. So it's been wonderful working with the various communities, and especially Anacortes, where people are just so willing to jump in and help out in any way possible. Because as we both know, putting on events is an awful lot of work and a lot of details and logistics, and just really needs a lot of human power. So
yeah.
We appreciate that.
Well, I'm impressed with the number of people that help you, and you do a great show, so thank you.
Thank you so much. Kim, do you have anything
you'd like to add?
The only thing that's happening here that I'm not sure we really covered, and Jeff would have to kind of give the details, but I think it's a fairly new thing for Troller Fest, but they had some day-long seminars kind of on the front end. I believe it was Troller University, if I'm not mistaken, but it was in-depth coverage of a specific topic, which I think is very unique and different for this type of event. So maybe Jeff can tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah, Jeff, I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, so for the listeners, Troller Fest University has traditionally been a 2-day hands-on intensive series of, you know, in-depth seminars. And just recently, we decided, actually we started this last year at Lake Park, Florida, last February, Lake Park Troller Fest, to put on just a standalone 1-day, full day of Troller Fest University seminars. And the one last year that George and Pat were a part of, the Great Loop, was a huge success. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, George and Pat, I think we had 30-some people in that course alone, which was fantastic.
Uh-huh.
This year we've done something on the heading down to the Caribbean and what it takes to get down there and what to do while you're down there. We've also done one on navigation, a full day. So it is a little bit of a change, and as opposed to having 2 full days, it's just 1 full day of an entire complete full day, 8 hours of coursework.
It sounds very, very interesting. Just make sure Kim knows as much about it as possible, and as an Admiral sponsor, let us help you advertise it and get it out to the public.
Wonderful.
I think I answered all the questions I have. Kim or Jeff or the hospitals, anything else, or should we sign off?
I'll just jump in and say thank you so much for the support of all the great loopers of the AGLCA. It's been a wonderful partnership through the years, and it's one big happy family, so we so appreciate everything you do, and the hospitals.
And I'm going to give ourselves, AGLCA, a plug. We have our full rendezvous coming up in October. There's a few seats left, and many of the sponsors that are at Troller Fest, especially Curtis and Jill at Curtis Stokes and Associates, will be there. And then in the home waters of Baltimore, not too far away, we'll have our spring rendezvous in May. And we'll have that registration on our webpage soon. Kim, did you say something?
I did not.
Okay, sorry about that. Again, sorry for the echo on this show, but you can imagine Troller Fest is a busy place. A lot of people walking around and a lot of background noise. But I appreciate your listening. I appreciate Kim, thank you. Jeff, thank you. Pat and George, thank you. And Steve in the background, thank you too. Everyone have safe cruising until next Friday. That's it. Thanks again, everyone.
Bye-bye.